Establishing Schools in the South. November 16, 1902. Typed. I am glad that Christ's Object Lessons has been a help to the work in the Southern field. Let its sale go forward, that there may be money for the establishment of schools in this field. I call upon the officers of the Southern Union Conference and of the Southern Missionary Society to be quick to take advantage of the opportunities offered in the gift of Christ's Object Lessons to the educational work. Small schools for the colored people should be established in many places in the South. Let the proceeds from the sale of Christ's Object Lessons in the Southern field be used for this purpose also. Let this means act its part also in defraying the expenses of the schools already established. The children are to be taught something more than merely how to read. Industrial lines of work are to be carried forward. The children and youth are to be provided with facilities for learning trades that will enable them to support themselves. This work will require talent, and above everything else, the grace of God. The colored youth will be far more difficult to manage than the white youth, because they have not been taught from their childhood to make the best use of their time. There are very many of them who have had no opportunity to learn how to take care of themselves. Those who for years have been working to help the colored people know their needs, and they are best fitted to start schools for them. As far as possible, these schools should be established outside the cities. But in the cities, there are many children who could not attend schools away from the cities, and for the benefit of these, schools should be started in the cities as well as outside the cities. My brethren and sisters in the South, move forward in earnest with the work of selling Christ's Object Lessons, that means may be furnished for the establishment of schools. No line of work will be of such telling advantage to the Southern field as the establishment of schools. Let our people in the South wake up to the importance of this matter. There has been too much hovering over the churches and too little aggressive work done. A school should be established near Nashville. If every avenue for advancement is cut away from the work in Nashville, will God be glorified? Has not enough of this been done? Shall we have a second edition of what has been? Let the work of selling Christ's Object Lessons be taken up in this city. Endeavor to interest the merchants in what you are trying to do. Tell them that the proceeds from the sale of the book you are selling are used for missionary purposes. Go to the large schools in and near Nashville and tell the teachers about the work you are trying to do. Tell them that the book you are selling contains truth that they need in their schools. By this effort, two objects will be gained. The truth will be brought before those who need to hear it, and means will be raised for the establishment of schools. We are not to hold ourselves apart from these institutions of learning. There are those who are specially fitted to work for the teachers in these schools. Let such ones visit these schools and speak words of commendation regarding that which is being done in them for the colored race. Let them watch for opportunities to introduce our literature and to tell of the work that you are trying to do. And let them not forget the instruction that Christ gave his disciples when he sent them forth. Be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10, verse 16. To my brethren and sisters in the churches throughout America, I would say, I feel very thankful to my Heavenly Father for the interest you have taken in the sale of Christ's Object Lessons. This book contains precious truth. It shows how Christ used the objects of nature to illustrate immortal truth. Will you not, from now till the close of the year, make a special effort to sell Christ's Object Lessons? Study the instruction contained in this book. This will help you to live the truths that it contains. Then take it to your friends and neighbors, and in a humble, gentle manner, tell them of the object for which the book is being sold, and ask them to buy a copy. Believe that you will not be repulsed. Let the love that fills the heart be expressed in the countenance. If the grace of Christ is cherished in your heart, it will shine forth. Commit sentences of the book to memory and repeat them as opportunity offers. In taking up this work, you will be doing good service for the Master. You will sow seeds that will spring up and bear fruit to the glory of God. As you go forward in the work, you will gain an experience that will enable you to sell our larger books, and the Lord will bless you. The larger books, indicted by the Lord and full of precious instruction, should be sold and can be sold. The Lord will open the way for the people to receive the precious light that these books contain. As you go out to sell Christ's object lessons, will you not take the prospectuses for Desire of Ages and Great Controversy and call the attention of the people to them? Many of these books are lying on the shelves of our publishing houses in America. The Lord desires the people to have the light that they contain. In canvassing for these books, you will take light to the people, and you will help me to produce other books. I greatly desire that these books shall be circulated, for they contain knowledge given me by the Lord for the people. Let this work be carried forward zealously. Christ's object lessons was given as much for the advancement of the educational work in the South as for any other part of the world. My brethren and sisters, do you not want to help the work in the South by selling this book? Let all do what they can to help the work now in need of help in the Southern field. Schools are needed there. The small schools that have been established for the colored people are in need of help. Let everyone bring to the treasury something that will place the schools on vantage ground. My soul longs to see the work built up in the South that the Lord has outlined. The great necessities for schools in the cities and out of the cities demand that we do everything that we possibly can. This barren field is sending up to heaven its pitiful appeal for help. Where can you find a field where the need is so great? The Lord has designated Nashville as the center for the present. The interests there are to be built up until they stand as memorials of His truth. The workers in the publishing house at Nashville must submit to the divine will. Then their hearts will be melted and subdued. Then will they be filled with invincible faith. This world is a training school for the higher school, this life a preparation for the life to come. Here we are to be prepared for entrance into the courts above, where no sin can ever come. Here the truth is to be received and believed and practiced until we are made ready for a home with the saints in light. True religion is an imitation of Christ. The true Christian is a follower of Christ. Following implies obedience. No soldier can follow his commander without obeying his orders. Our leader says to us, "Follow me." The best citizens of this great republic are those who have learned the lessons that Christ came to teach, those who love to obey the higher law that God has written in His Word. Abiding in Christ, their example is a power in favor of the truth. Let every Christian show his high birth by his circumspect conversation and modest bearing. Let God's workers be witnesses for Him, in every word and act, testifying that they are citizens of heaven. Let not one careless word or unkind action mar their work for God. As high as the heavens are above the earth, should the ways and works of the Christian be above the ways and works of the worldling. Keep the truth of God in your hearts. Let the law of kindness be ever on your lips. Thus you do true missionary work. By a holy, constant life, honor and glorify God. Pray much and watch unto prayer. God will bless all who walk carefully before Him. I leave these words with you. I urge you to do your utmost for the good work before you. I am instructed by the great teacher to say to those in the southern field who are now passing through trial, watch and pray and believe. Do your best. The present discouraging aspect will change when you change in word and spirit and action, becoming one with Christ. Try it. Then with joy you will bear witness that Christ's yoke is easy and His burden light.